As a child, I was not born in Ceylon, I was born in the west of Ireland. Part of the Irish Times recently, that I was taken out to Ceylon very, very young because my father was the mayor of Colombo, the last of his kind, and quite romantic. And this poem is set in Ceylon, a British Crown colony, now an independent Sri Lanka, and we perceived that place as belonging to us, though we obviously did not belong there. And this is my thought at the age of six in the garden. A temple tree grew in our garden in Ceylon. We knew it by no other name. The flower, if you turned it upside down, looked like a dagoba with an onion dome. A holy perfume, stronger than the evil tang of betel nut, enticed me into its shade on the stuffiest afternoon, where I stood and listened to the tiny hammer stroke of the crimson coppersmith perched above my head. His tuk 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 and his donk 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 was spoken in a language I never understood, and there I began to repeat out loud to myself an English word, such as beat, 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 till hammering too hard, I lost the meaning in the sound, which faded and left nothing behind. A blank mind, the compound spinning round, my brain melting as if I'd stood in the sun too long without a topi and was going blind, till I and the bird, the word and the tree were one.